Robinson Radio now presents Shaw and Tell, local and regional commentary with Shaw Isaacson, journalist, editor, photographer, and reporter originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Shaw is the former editor of the Winsted Journal and former reporter for the Lakeville Journal. Shaw was the winner of the 2015 New England Better Newspaper Competition in editorial writing.
Tolls! Tolls! It's a word that strikes fear and horror into many Connecticut residents when you say it. Just one word. Tolls! And people get creeped out and angry and scared. But why? Didn't Connecticut once have highway tolls for many years? Well, it did. Starting back in 1958, there was a Connecticut Turnpike. The Turnpike was a 128-mile stretch of toll roads which started all the way from southwest Connecticut at I-95 from Greenwich all the way to the northeast part of the state, ending at Killingly. The Turnpike route avoided a huge section of the state, including the middle and the northwest corner. Back when it started, the Connecticut Turnpike was only 25 cents per toll, and there were only 10 toll booths along the Turnpike. Now, tolls on the Turnpike were removed in 1985. That was 2 years after a truck crash at the Stratford Toll Plaza, which killed 7 people. According to various sources, the toll Turnpike brought in $65 million annually into the state. This January, after many years of discussion and debate from state representatives about tolls, State Senator Alex Bergstein from Greenwich proposed a bill that would establish electronic tolls on major highways that would, if established, raise revenue for transportation infrastructure projects. Now, originally, Governor Lamont said he would not be in favor of tolling cars. But in February, he reversed himself and he said he would be in favor of tolling both cars and trucks. Now, back in November, the state's Department of Transportation released a list of 82 proposed toll booths. Now, unlike the original state turnpike, the locations of these toll booths are all across the state. I'm talking about east, west, north, south, middle, all parts of Connecticut. Now, that's a lot of tolls in one state. The problem we have is that these tolls would dissuade people from driving on the highways. Instead, drivers will seek alternative routes, including back roads through smaller towns. While proponents of tolls argue that the money coming in would help fix the state's infrastructure, at the same time, it will ruin much of the state's infrastructure because drivers are now taking the same back roads that the state's trying to fix, all because they want to avoid tolls. To top it off, you'll see much more traffic through these towns than ever before and much more use of town and city roads. Now, how are tolls supposed to help anyone again? And then you have the angle of residents who cannot afford to be constantly paying tolls while they drive down the highway. Now, to his credit, Democratic Representative Chris Rosario introduced a bill to exempt low-income residents from paying tolls. However, looking at the text of his bill, there is no definition of what low-income is. I mean, what can be considered as low-income? Earning $50,000 a year? $25,000? $50,000 a year? Either way you look at it, anyone who drives down that toll road is going to see a bite in their income. You're also going to see towns raise their tax rates because they're going to need to fix even more roads than ever before, thanks to these tolls, thanks to all these drivers taking these town roads just to avoid the toll highway. So point blank, you can't fix potholes by creating more potholes on top of these potholes. There are many other ways that the state could make money, including legalization of marijuana, and cuts to certain benefits for state employees. But to impose a toll onto residents would only make bad things even worse. So what do you think? Let me know at Shaw and Tell, that's S-H-A-W-A-N-D-T-E-L-L, 2020, Shaw and Tell 2020, at gmail.com.
All opinions on Shaw and Tell are those of the host, Shaw Isaacson, produced with assistance and cooperation from Robinhood Radio.